Next Curve.
Welcome, this is Leonard Lee, Managing Director of Next Curve. Thanks for joining today's Rethink webcast. And in this session, Akshay Sharma will discuss his recent research note on contextually aware mobile security as a service and share his thoughts on the opportunities that network operators and carriers have in the GDPR privacy first era. And before we begin, I'd like to introduce Next Curve briefly. We are a San Diego-based research advisory firm focused on providing experience-based advisory services to inspire our clients' digital future. And we advise across a wide range of digital topics drawing from the expertise and experience of our executive consultants and analysts. And today, I'm pleased to have Akshay Sharma, who is a research principal with Next Curve. Akshay covers various domains, including blockchain, networks, and data center technologies, IoT communication, security, and telecom digital transformation. Akshay, can you go over what we will be talking about in today's session?
Sure. Thanks, Leonard. In this agenda, we're going to talk about a privacy-first mindset and how this can breed newer opportunities. This could be for both carriers as well as the Web 3.0 type operators like the over-the-top providers. We're going to talk about new enabling technologies like blockchain, federated identity management, and newer solutions. And these will bring new opportunities for both carriers and Web 3.0 type providers. We're going to give a particular use case, like in the healthcare arena. And then we're going to talk about how do you actually design a mobile security as a service strategy? How do you actually go about and implement this? So let's talk about the first agenda topic. As we have seen with GDPR in effect in the EU, security and privacy is even more important as global multinational businesses worldwide can be fined for violations, with fines ranging from 20 million euros to upwards of 4% of worldwide revenues for non-compliance. But worse yet, companies like Equifax with their breaches have lost market credibility, while Yahoo lost hundreds of millions in their purchase price from Verizon due to their breaches. So the cost can be much higher than just the fines. The problem, as reported in many IT journals, is only 20% of businesses are in compliance today with GDPR, according to TrustArc. And predictions have occurred by Gartner and other firms that only 50% of businesses will be in compliance by year-end 2018. With attacks occurring from state-sponsored cyber threats, phishing attacks, botnets, malware, denial-of-service attacks, to even perhaps rogue employee internal attacks, security solutions and a privacy-first mindset is needed beyond just infrastructure, beyond buying a firewall or a malware software tool. GDPR requires holistic changes, with newer organizational changes, newer policies and procedures, newer reporting of any breaches, as well as ongoing vulnerability assessments and remediation actions. This is where I believe a managed service offering by a trusted partner, a trusted service provider, can help provide subscriber authentication, identity management, and shared analytics, all as a service. Carriers like mobile operators or Web 3.0 over-the-top providers such as Google and others are best positioned to offer this as a service. This new world of a privacy-first mindset will lead to newer services, likely hyper-converged ones, sharing identity across applications, networks, and services with full user control, full user opt-in and opt-out controls, along with the right to be forgotten. Now, in order to provide this new offering of a privacy as a service, security as a service, analytics as a service, we will need a highly scalable platform to provide these services. This is what I term the contextually aware mobile security platform. It will need to have secure, encrypted, distributed databases allowing for sharing of information with policy rules enforcement, controlling who can see, modify, and share the information. Perhaps it can leverage artificial intelligence, AI, for newer behavioral analytics as a service to identify anomalous behaviors on the network and across applications. Likely, we will see new policy-controlled brokering of contextual information with third parties for targeted ads, newer applications like federated identity management, like automatically logging into the preferred consumer device as you walk up to the device, as you're authenticated on one device and have it seamlessly migrate to another device, like a smartphone to a smartwatch, all with a privacy-first mindset, with full consumer opt-in, opt-out control, of course, with the right to be forgotten if desired. Now, you may ask, haven't we seen this before? Distributed databases, policy engines, sharing of data across third-party firms? The answer is a qualified yes. Carriers historically have had secure distributed databases with policy controls, like local number portability, where we kept our phone number, our addresses, our name, perhaps our billing information, all shared as we switched from carrier A to carrier B. And the e-commerce vendors and over-the-top providers also support many of these platforms internally. So what's new here? Well, I believe what's new with blockchain can be a game changer if well architected. Blockchain, of course, is well described in the news lately. There's new startups, newer innovations literally occurring daily. And this may trigger newer services leveraging blockchain or perhaps leveraging existing technologies. An example is the Davos initiative called ID 2020, which is a UN-sponsored initiative to use IoT biometric sensors to identify all humans using blockchain currently. Here, the goal is to apply predictive analytics on the migration of humanity across the globe. By having a common platform for storing data and analytics in a distributed ledger with smart contracts, hopefully newer hyper-converged services can occur by breaking down the proprietary silos of the past. If an on-ramp to monetization is desired, blockchain is the basis for cryptocurrencies. Although there are mixed feelings about cryptocurrencies in the marketplace, more interestingly, this is also a framework for a payment mechanism or a payment infrastructure to pay for each transaction. In Ethereum, it's called gas. There's other ways to pay for each transaction. So this could also be an enabler for a way to monetize each transaction. But I believe the key aha with blockchain will be the fact that a common platform for securing data across a distributed set of nodes with a common framework for monetization and a common language for identifying the policies with smart contracts will likely enable newer converged services, breaking down the silos of the past. For example, let's take the ID 2020 concept of IoT biometric sensors to identify people. Now, what if the Fitbit is on the same person and an Apple Watch, and all of the analytics are captured via blockchain? Perhaps a new service could be created with a discount insurance provider providing reduced insurance rates for healthier people, as the insurance provider now can monitor the athletic fitness of the person, authenticating that it's the right person and tracking their progress as they exercise. This is, of course, with privacy maintained and full consumer opt-in. Now, what if a mobile operator is also involved with location-based services, IoT session management, and additional consumer services like mobile bill pay, and additional federated identity management services so they can seamlessly log in to their preferred devices as they're moving between rooms or between devices and between networks? This could be a value-added service. So why are the carriers and Web 3.0 over-the-top providers best positioned for these new services of privacy as a service, security as a service, analytics as a service? Well, carriers like the mobile operators and the Web 3.0 over-the-top providers need to be compliant to GDPR themselves for their own employees and their own customers. They have a heritage of managing these platforms and turning these into a managed service offering, with scalability, resiliency, manageability, security, and monetization functions all built in. And in many cases, the existing subscriber databases they have already have policy controllers in place. From this platform, I believe newer services can result, like contextually aware cybersecurity services leveraging behavioral analytics, going beyond multi-factor authentication on a mobile device to federated identity management for automatically logging in across devices based on location, based on context. Newer ad brokering based on actual consumption of the target ad with coupons, QR codes, and mobile bill pay potentially tied in with location-based services can occur. Likely, this will be built on their own existing frameworks of distributed real-time databases, policy controllers, and if needed, brokering and mediation platforms to blockchain systems can occur as well. Now, with this contextually aware mobile security platform, as I described, newer services will occur, like privacy as a service, security as a service, analytics as a service, federated identity management as a service. Hopefully, these services will lead to newer converged capabilities that can be built on top of this framework. For example, DPI, deep packet inspection. These platforms are already deployed for traffic shaping, and they may be leveraged for newer services like content filtering or DLP, data loss prevention. IoT security services can be enhanced with biometrics. Healthcare IoT sensors managed as a service, sharing it with emergency responders or the patient care facilities as needed, could be an added service. Now, from this common platform, I believe we will have verticalized solutions for specific industries. Well, healthcare is an important vertical where privacy is extremely important, where we have electronic medical records that are typically in silos, and sharing this data, MRI images, CAT scans, x-rays across clinics, doctors, hospitals, is often difficult with closed systems. Imagine a new world where we can share this with policy controls, allowing the doctor to see everything, but the nurse only sees the current treatment, the hospital administrators only see the billing and insurance information, and we now have an ability to share this automatically as you arrive to the ER or walk up to the clinic or the new primary care physician. Imagine IoT sensor data tracking heart rates, temperature, all securely managed as a service. Imagine AI applied to the analytics to perform behavioral analytics to see if anomalies exist and escalate as needed with your permission. Imagine a new world where new medications, new specialists, new discount pricing is offered with your permission. And imagine data mining the entire analytics anonymized for a given demographic for epidemiological assessments and flagging things in real time. Now, with IoT sensors leveraging the mobile carrier networks, as well as smartwatches and smart wearables, the contextually aware mobile security platform can allow for connecting of the dots to enable newer mobile healthcare use cases and applications. Imagine a new breakthrough drug is being trialed and a patient that could benefit from it is connected in real time, connecting the entire supply chain as it's needed. The old world would take years, and this may be offered in real time. Imagine a chronic care patient at home has IoT sensors from the smartwatch, from glucometers, oximeters, video surveillance, and video conferencing for patient care helpers to monitor everything remotely and manage this as a service. Now, what are the implications to business leaders in service providers, Web 3.0 over-the-top providers, as well as the equipment providers? Here are five things that carriers and ICT providers should consider in assessing and acting on the contextually aware mobile security as a service opportunity. In the next 30 minutes after listening to this session, form a team and assign this team to explore your firm's play in the emerging privacy-first era. How can you leverage your GDPR compliance and enabling capabilities to create new services and revenue opportunities? Figure how the contextually aware mobile security as a service framework can shape your platform and service strategies. In the next 30 days, you will then want to determine the capabilities that you have today that you can leverage in delivering GDPR compliant security and privacy services to your business customers and their customers. Identify the gap against our MSaaS reference architecture. You will want to explore the role that emerging technologies such as AI, analytics, and blockchain have in enabling your MSaaS platform. You will then want to explore new monetization and business models for delivering your MSaaS service. Many of these could be new and unfamiliar to your industry, so it will be good to get experts involved in your business design session. You will need to think out of the box. There are many possibilities that are frankly unconventional, but potentially transformative. Once you have an outline of your MSaaS solution and business model, start to identify and engage vendors and service providers that are savvy in GDPR compliance and understand the principles of privacy-first product design and service delivery. It's no longer about how much data you can gather, rather how well you can administer the access and sharing of the appropriate data to enable new business services and value without violating the privacy of your customers and their customers. At the end of the day, your MSaaS solution needs to be relevant to your customers at a business level. There will be vertical nuances that will be important to understand in order to optimize your go-to-market for your MSaaS services. You want to work with your customers in understanding the industry-specific requirements and opportunities that MSaaS can enable. How can MSaaS accelerate the deployment of IoT solutions that interface with and collect consumer personal data? What business applications will need robust privacy controls and transparency to support the full lifecycle of GDPR compliance? Which legacy applications can MSaaS accelerate remediation and compliance? You and your customers will likely realize that there will be many. I'd like to share how NextCurve can help network operators, technology vendors, and service providers develop solution and service strategies that can create new value for their customers in this GDPR and privacy-first era. A great way to start this journey is with our ideation session program that involves workshops and working sessions where we work with you and your team in developing ideas and an initial blueprint for your mobile security, privacy, analytics as a service strategy and offering will be an outcome. We can also help you explore new monetization strategies and business models, identify partners and technology vendors that you can work with to build your mobile security as a service platform. The ideation sessions are offered in a number of formats that fit your need, from one-day boardroom sessions to 2 to 3 week workshop programs. Contact us for more details on what option is best for you and your team.
Thanks, Akshay. And for qualified parties interested in getting NextCurve involved in their innovation program, we're offering a complimentary 30-minute inquiry with one of our analysts or consultants who will provide their insights and perspectives on your key innovation priorities. And this is a great way to get to know our analysts and consultants and experience the value that NextCurve can bring to you and your team. So contact us to set up an inquiry at your convenience. In closing, thank you so much, Akshay, for your insights and thoughts. And I want to thank those of you who attended this webinar. We appreciate your attendance and interest in the contextually aware mobile security as a service topic that Akshay presented today. And if you would like to find out more about the NextCurve points of view on this and other digital topics of the day, go to our website, www.next-curve.com. You'll find research notes, media, and replays of this and other webinars on our site. And you'll also find Akshay's research note on the Rethink section of our site. To keep up to date on all the great stuff we're doing at NextCurve, follow us on our website by subscribing. We're also on Twitter and YouTube. And if you'd like to contact NextCurve to find out more about our digital advisory and coaching services, please contact me by email or telephone for a scoping discussion or to schedule your complimentary inquiry. And with that, thank you everyone for attending. I also want to once again thank Akshay for sharing his perspective with us today. Until next time, cheers.
Visit us at www.next-curve.com.